What's up, everybody? Here we are, the after show, but later, episode number 241. It's your boys, D. It's El Kukui. And we are here live on a Friday night for you guys. So we hope you enjoy it. We're glad that you guys are giving up a part of your evening or night, depending if you're on the East Coast, to come and hang with us. So we're going to recap everything that happened in the world of Covino and Rich, including Patreon. Have kids, they said. Fox Sports.
What's that?
Overpromise.
Kids, what's that?
Oh, no, we're going to recap everything from Patreon. Nasty Bastards. Patreon.
Oh, yeah, and Nasty Bastards.
Yeah. The other show.
There we go.
So we're going to recap all of that. Hope you guys have stuff. If you have anything you want to talk about, leave it in the chat as always. Or if you're future dude, you can leave it in the live YouTube comments.
Hey, and for all you people that like to play for the Chiefs out there, now's the time to start that up. This is going to be a good one.
And you say high precision gas. What's that?
When I worked at that company that did those things.
That's what they used or what?
That was the other company that we used to get gas from.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
High precision gas. Not that we're endorsing them.
They're all right. Why not? They're all right.
It was not. Okay. Yeah.
They're all right. How's that?
They're all right. All right. Well, let's get right into the episode and bring in the homie that we like to bring in. Baseline Trey.
Baseline.
On the road to the riches, because it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul. Grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757.
Here we are, yes. After show, but later, episode number 241. We are here for a live hang. So if you guys, that's what it is. It's a hang. So make sure you're contributing in the comments. Make sure you're contributing. And you know what? If you're traveling, you know, put us in the car for your whole family to hear. And by family, I mean everybody that's over the age of 18. We're a very adult show.
I mean, I don't think we're as bad as Smut, they said, but.
Oh, hell no. Nobody's as bad. You know what, though? I can't wait to get into some of those clips because I'm like 2-3 episodes behind. Andrew Fournier had hit me up.
What'd he say?
And
that's one of the Drewskis.
He was saying that he was like, man, what's wrong with Rich? He needs to buy his wife a new car. And I was like,
I
didn't hear what happened about that. So do you want to fill me in on that? And maybe I can give my 2 cents.
Yeah, with the Smut and what they were talking about. Let's play the clip. Find the clip.
You have a clip about it? About the
car?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, my goodness.
Had to, because that was mean. I'm pretty sure. I took a couple of notes, but I tried to do mostly clips, like I said, because I think it's better if you hear it from their mouth.
Yeah, it'll remind you.
You know, and then you don't have to worry about whose side I'm taking or not taking or whatever, you know?
Okay.
You can either agree or just be wrong. I don't care.
You could agree or be wrong. All righty. How would I know, Doug? Because there's...
Let me look.
Oh, you know what? I think you put notes.
I tried to.
They said warning. It's about fucking time. Need versus have. Need versus have. It's not that one.
Hold on.
Need
I'm
versus
sorry.
Want part two.
Now I'm being unprepared. I'm sorry. Let me find after show. But there it is. Clips and references.
Rich virgin dad. Again, not understanding the importance of third row.
It there. That's it.
All righty, well, let's hear this bad boy. And which fader is it? Okay.
Thanks for hanging in there with us, you guys. Sorry.
I don't even have a car payment. So this is ours.
It is nice. Oh, God, you're just too good with money. Fucking live a little. We have only two kids as well, and I love our third row. It either gives us more space to put shit in when we go on a fucking 8-hour road trip, or you have the other day, like, or a couple weeks ago for Parker's birthday, we threw a bunch of girls in the car and drove him to the place. Like, it's so nice. You won't even realize how much you'll use it.
I get it.
You don't.
Too logical and responsible.
You don't.
Yeah, you are with your money.
We could easily go buy a new SUV, but there's a part of me, it's like, but for what reason? Just because we're bored? Like, we have two kids.
Okay. So what was it?
Basically, I believe there was talk. And don't quote me on this part because I don't want to throw Sarah under the bus, but I think she was bringing something up about a third row. And Rich was kind of like, what? We already paid off the car. It's nice not having a car payment. And he's absolutely right about that. I get it. It is great when you have a Honda paid off and you know that thing's going to go for the next 10 or 15 years, right? And it's not going to cost you anything other than oil, tires, and filters. That's great. But this, again, this will tie into two things for me, because again, it shows Rich gets trapped in Rich's world. And because Rich has two kids, you know, he thinks the whole world is just stops and he's the busiest man on the planet. Like the Octo Mom ain't got eight, or like at one point or another, I didn't have four or three in two different relationships. So the third row should have been, you're already Sirius XM, Dickie Davis, Doolittle as it is. You should have bought the third row from the start. And so although I think Rich makes a valid point that, yeah, it's paid off and he doesn't want to think about a payment, especially with, you know, radio, just everything that's going on, I wouldn't either. I totally get where he's coming from. He paid that car off for a reason. But at some point, you got to eat crow, mo sucker, and realize you bought the cheapest shit and the wrong shit to begin with. You're going to need a third row, because even right now, if they fit in the car, do you think Ben and Emmy are going to want to sit together at fucking 12 and 15? No. You know, and what if they have a couple of friends? Like, what? You can only take a couple friends? Like, what if you have five or six friends that want to go out and you're driving Emmy and her friends to the movie theater? Or you need the third row. It's never, don't be a cheapskate. I get where you're coming from. And Nicole, you know, she obviously says she spends too much money. Rich is frugal. I get it, Rich, but you bought the wrong shit to begin with. I wouldn't go buy a third row BMW. Go get the same thing. Go get the Pilot or the Passport or whatever one Honda or Toyota makes that you like the best that has a third row, and just that's it. And then that's the car you have from here on out.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be a fancy bastard? Go buy the Sequoia.
Yeah.
You know, but you need the third row. You just do. You got them both in sports. You got them, you know, you got them. There's your coach. Where do you put the balls and the mitts and the bats and the tees? And you're a coach. You need the third row. Quit bullshitting. Get the third row.
On God, I went to school with a girl named Sequoia.
Really?
Sequoia Bauman. And she was a sister. And dog, she was bad. She was, yeah. She, yeah, dog, I went to school with her.
She was like the chick, like the chick from that show with the green eyes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But no, she was more, she wasn't as light skinned and she didn't have colored eyes. She was really good looking. And she,
well, give her my number sometime.
She was a grade ahead of me. And I remember, Doug, when I was like 16, I was a janitor.
Experienced.
I started working with her uncle.
You were a janitor?
Yeah, I was 16. That was my first job ever.
What, at the school?
No, it was at a old people's home. Like in their mining shit.
He's like sweep up shits and farts and stuff. Like, what'd you have to do?
Yeah, dog. There was this old man, dog. He was this Mexican man, and he used to always go,
why is he got to be Mexican for?
Because he was, part of the story, because he would grab himself like rock back and forth all day like this. Mm-hmm. All day, dog. 24 hours a day. Tengo frío, tengo frío. Tengo frío.
You're not right, bro. You got me laughing at some messed up shit.
Tengo frío, dog. All day. And he was in one of those. So we had two, there was different wings of this place, right? Dog, there was, hold on.
Oh, the wings are fucked up, because I had some bad experience at one of those wings. What? And I'm not talking KFC, Buffalo, or the Stop.
Cool, there you go. No, dog, this dude, so we had these two halls. It was the 300 and 400 halls.
Okay.
And those were the ones that in order to get in or out of them, you had to put in a code. Because if they got out of there, those were the people that had like dementia and shit. So they would go, you'd find them on fucking 16th Street, fucking just walking. And it happened. If somebody didn't make sure the shit wasn't closed behind them or whatever, and they'd bounce, mm-hmm. one would get out and fucking. And then so this dude would be like, tengo frío, tengo frío. It doesn't matter, dog. He could have been wrapped up in 13 jackets. You know, tengo frío. He's saying I'm
cold. Yeah, he's cold. So
he would be wrapped up in like jackets and fucking whatever, dog, fucking blankets, everything. But he would it was just like kind of like a tick. So he'd be like, tengo frío.
Hey, you didn't get tempted? Cállate la boca, cállate la boca.
Vete la verga, vete la verga.
Mama la verga, wey.
No, but then there was this one dude. There was this one man, this old white man. He would be like, he talked about one time, I said something about cleaning up shit or something. He was like, somebody mentioned something. I don't remember, dog. I was like 16. It's like 20 years ago. And the dude was like, you know, he says something about the biggest shit he ever took or whatever. Or when you take a gigantic shit, he was like, that's called the country shit. He was this old white man, dog. I think he weighed 80 pounds soaking wet. and motherfucker was always talking. And
then he was dropping countries.
He was dropping country dick. I mean, country shits. And
what was his name?
I don't remember. My buddy's grandma was there, dog. And we weren't like homies.
But you weren't like that. You weren't like Ben Stiller in Adam Sandler's movie.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, right? No. You weren't that dude, were you?
No, not at all, dog. I was cool. And
Tango frio. Wow, you steal the blanket.
Nah, so freaking this dude Wes, you know,
in Idaho.
I knew this dude. We were just like kind of homies, whatever.
Was Bree there too?
We just hung with different crowds, you know. Mm-hmm. But I remember he started going and he saw that I was always there and like, you know, and his grandma was in there and shit. So he would be like, hey, dude, he'd be like, I appreciate you, you know, like taking care of my grandma and shit. Cause I'd always make sure she was good and shit, you know?
Yeah. Did you give her treats?
And it was cool, dog. I'd see him at school and we'd look at each other, just give each other a nod. Like,
did you sneak her joints?
But you know what?
What about 99 banana shots?
But dog, I remember fucking that place. There'd be not every day, but multiple times a month, it'd be like cleaning out somebody's room because they fucking died, you know? Be like, we lost Mrs. Carr today. And then I remember
we lost country.
I forgot what her name was. That dude's probably long gone now because it was 20 years ago. But there was this lady, I remember my aunt worked there and she was washing the sheets and shit. And she's like, what was her name? I think her name was Karen or something.
You have an aunt named Karen?
No. The old white lady that died.
Oh.
I don't remember.
Is that where Karen came from?
I think her last name was Carr.
Karen Carr? Yeah, is she the original Karen?
I don't remember. It might not even be Karen, though. I might be making that confusing stories, but I remember my Thea like folding the laundry and shit. Like, yeah, we lost Ms. Carr last night. And like, oh fuck, for real. Like, damn. And then fucking, but there was a lot of people, you know, and it'd be kind of fucked up because you would get kind of not even get close with these people, but you're seeing them every fucking day and shit.
Right.
They just go in their fucking rooms empty. You're like, ee.
Damn. Well, you know, I felt kind of good about that because in 2023, the Raiders lost Derek Carr.
Yeah.
It wasn't Mrs. Carr. It was Derek Carr. And I felt good. His locker was empty too. And hey.
You know, what's funny. Back then she had a son no, he wasn't a son. He was her grandson. And he was in junior high playing football. His name was Derek. Did you say Darren Carr? This guy's name was Derek.
Derek.
So Derek, yeah, this dude's name was Derek. He played
Bakersfield.
And it was 20 minutes ago. I mean, 20 years ago. So might not be the same guy because this guy's name was Derek Carr, not Darren, like you said.
No, Derek.
Yeah, no, I was just being jackass.
What about David?
David Carr?
Yeah.
No, but actually, growing up, I drove a lot of
unregistered
cars.
Yeah, me too. It was called the Invisicar. I used to park it two blocks from my house.
Hey, Robert Tipton. That's Bobby Tipton, right?
Yep.
Dude said, give her my number. Who's he talking about? The old lady or what?
No, that's what I said when you were talking about that chick that was cute.
Oh, okay. About Sequoia.
Sequoia.
Sequoia. It's funny, mm-hmm. dog, because when they came out with the car, I was like, what?
They'd be I got an arborless.
And but yeah, but anyway, and then Andrew said, evening fellas, I'll be in and out. Well, we appreciate you just checking it out, Andrew. And you know what? I had said something in a text to you the other day. I don't know if it came off the way I meant it, but you know, Andrew was saying he was like, fucking Dickie needs to get a new car for his wife. He was like, this motherfucker makes six figures.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I had said, it's not even like he's barely making six figures. Like he's deep into the six figures, you know? And I'm like, and this dude's over here being cheap about a car. I'm like,
but I will say this. My house was a half a ticket and the shit's 25 hundo a month. And that's on a great ass fucking rate. If his shit's 1.5 or something with them crazy ass renovations or whatnot, he got to be paying $6,000-$8,000 a month on his mortgage.
There's a house in Rich's neighborhood that sold recently.
Mm-hmm.
2.1. So is that what you were saying?
He's probably paying, I'm telling you, bro, a bare minimum. I don't give a shit what his rate is, and I don't care what he put down. He's paying 5 G's a month for mortgage, and that's bare minimum. And he's probably paying like 7 or 8, maybe even. Yeah. He's up there. Because I had bought a house one time for $670, and I think my rate was 5 or 5.5 or something. Shit, and I was paying 6 G's.
Yeah. Nah, fuck that, dog. You could never.
But so so think about it. Six figures really ain't shit. I mean, I know he's well over, so he's not at the 120 mark. But 120 is only 10 G's a month. And if you're fucking paying $7,000 just for the house, you're probably paying another $1,000 with the power and the shit and the gardeners and all the shit in the pool and to keep it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's and the reason why I'm saying he's sitting pretty is because Covino has mentioned it, because he was like, Covino said he just got back, you know, on his feet after
he's the one who's up. It's Covino. He got limited expenses because his expenses are hella fucking low.
Yeah.
He bought a condo. He didn't go crazy. He got him something nice that he can be proud of, but he's not showing off. You know what I mean? He's got himself a nice spot, and I guarantee he's paying about half or less of what Rich is paying. And he ain't got them crazy ass expenses on power because he don't got the pool and all the bullshit. They pay for the pool.
Yeah.
And all his HOA fees covers gardeners and all his bullshit. Yeah, Covino's that. I mean, for me, bro, at this point of my life, that's what I would have did. It's a little hard to do with two kids, but he ain't got a football team, so he could do it with two kids if he had to.
Yeah. I'm gonna send you something right now. So you can, I mean, so this was oh yeah, so yeah.
But that's half.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
no, not even.
If the formula you give me is correct, and even Rich's was
three times
double that, it would still be yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Anyhow, there goes your camera.
Shit, I knew that was gonna happen. All
anyways, right. Long story short, I get it. Keeping up with the Davises, but he does blow thousands. Andrew says he blows thousands on gambling, and he does. I don't think he's scraping by, but I think, let's just be honest, like, we've all listened to the show, right? We all listen and we hear the things that he does. $7 flip-flops. He discovered Dollar Tree. He doesn't want to spend money on the car. Like, it's close enough. Like, not that he doesn't have any room, but it's not enough room he's comfortable with.
You know what? I'm going to go kind of off topic for a minute.
Go for it. Is that your favorite store in the mall or what?
Yeah, off topic. It's instead of like weird ass fucking dudes wearing makeup and shit, it's vatos just running it. Cool ass.
Oh, you never seen a Hot Topic?
It's off topic.
Yeah, off topic.
Yeah, it's off topic. Hot Topic, they wear makeup and shit.
Yes, they do.
Topic, there is just a bunch of cool ass vatos.
Oh, all right. With high socks. Everyone's got high socks, or you can't work there.
All right.
What is it? What you got?
Oh, I was going to tell you. So I wanted to bring up something. This is a couple of weeks old already, but still, we all watched that Ryan Garcia.
Oh, that ain't a couple weeks old.
Devin Haney.
That's 6 days old. And the way he whooped his fucking ass, it was like it was yesterday.
It was last week.
Saturday, and today's Friday. Tomorrow will be a week.
Shut the fuck up. I didn't know. I thought it was like 2 weeks ago already.
Yeah, no, it was 420.
Oh, shit. Today's 426.
Come on, bro. Yeah.
Okay. Well, not even a week ago.
Oh, you're going to tell our story? Please do.
Okay. So.
Tune in for this. You guys don't want to miss this. This is about as gold as it's been in a minute.
So, Ryan Garcia story. Okay. So, I go to my mom's. I'm watching the fight. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to put. Well, actually, no. This is before it starts.
And I'm just gonna make sounds. I'm not gonna interrupt, but I'm gonna make some sounds.
So I go to my mom's. I'm like, you know what? I'll throw the fight on her TV. I may or may not be getting it from. How I watched it is usually how I watch the fights, and for some reason, I couldn't watch it this time that way.
Womp womp womp.
So I was like, okay, the fight's gonna start. You know what? Hold on, first. Let me make a bet. So I put.
Yeah. Oh, you can do that there. That's right.
So yeah, here in Arizona, you can make bets. The more that comes in, the more. Okay, so I make a quick little bet. I say, you know what? Devin Haney, 31 fights, 15 knockouts. I don't think he's going to get the knockout. Even if he wins, it might be by decision. But I think people are counting out Ryan Garcia because Ryan Garcia has been a little crazy on social media, but he's still dope. He came in overweight, which now he's bigger. Okay. He's not deflating himself. You know what? Fuck it. I think he'll win. I don't think he's going to knock out Haney. I go, you know what? Fuck it. Let's throw $5 on Ryan Garcia by decision. Right? Plus 2,000 or plus 2,200 or whatever the fuck it was. I go.
I saw during the fight in like the third or the fourth round.
So we'll get there. We'll get there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. My bad.
So I say, all right, place my bet.
Mm-hmm.
And since the fight's not working on my mom's TV, I go, you know what? I'm going to play it on my phone and I'm going to throw it to her TV. Right. The fight's going on.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at my phone anymore. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then. Round five-ish. What happened, El Cucuy?
I like what I saw from Ryan Garcia first round.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I was on another level. So deep in a little bit of thought process. Mm-hmm. And while I was on this level, I thought, isn't what he's doing what these kids are probably going to start doing? Like, he totally controlled his social media platform. Mm-hmm. And the people that are closest to him know that shit was just for social media. And he did say some wild ass stuff. But did you know he bet $2 million on himself in 112?
I did know that. I didn't know the exact number, but I heard that he had bet on himself and he made a nice little profit.
Motherfuckers that don't plan on winning don't go bet $2 million on themselves. He already lost 1.5 because he didn't make weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You think he's trying to be out 3.5 million?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways. Devin was winning. I think it was the fifth round or sixth round. It was 4-1. Garcia got that first one. And, you know, Devin he didn't kick the shit out of him, but he won those rounds strategically. He outboxed him those couple of rounds. So I see at the bottom of the screen, I'm waiting for Garcia. For Garcia just to crack him. He's looking for that hook. He's looking for that uppercut. He's just looking, and you can see it. And at the bottom of the screen, it says Ryan Garcia's plus 600. I said plus 600 right now after what he did to him in the first round. He barely got beat like 10-9 the last three rounds. And you got this motherfucker a plus 600 underdog? I said, are you higher than fucking camel nuts? Oh, man. So I got a buddy that lives in a state where things are legal. And I was hoping maybe we could work something out where – I don't know. I don't want to say too much, but somehow he could get some type of currency somehow, some way that's out there. And when I went to visit him, you know.
Oh, you asked your buddy.
Yeah, you go ahead.
So you asked your buddy.
You tell the story. You got the texts.
So you asked your buddy if he could place his bet since he's in a legal state. You'll pay him back later.
When I get to the state.
Mm-hmm.
So I start texting D. I don't even know if
this is you and your buddy, dog. Don't bring me into this.
Oh, well, yeah. So I start texting D.
His friend
D. And let's see if I can find these texts. I don't even know if I can find them or not. But it just went stone cold silent.
Okay. So.
Hold on. Let's play something real quick. Ready?
I need a solid, bro.
Hold on. What's that?
I need a solid, bro.
That was at 9:41.
Before 9:41, we're watching the fight, and it's getting good. He got knocked down. Devin Haney got knocked down a couple of times.
First round.
Right. So was that a knockdown? Wait, they're not calling it a knockdown.
Boom. No. None of that shit happened. None of that shit happened yet.
There was at least one knockdown.
No, he just cracked him in the first. Well, unless he knocked him out in the first round. I don't remember, but he cracked
him. This wasn't until like the fifth.
Right.
He had at least one.
No, hell no. Devin Haney won every round. He was up 10-9 on every round until the one I called you.
Okay. So anyway, we're watching the fight, right? My phone rings and I go, Kukui's friend's phone rings. So Kukui's friend ignores it. He's like, fuck, you know, we'll talk about the after show later. We're trying to, you know, hit or whatever. You go.
It's a good ass fight. So I get
it. So he ignored it. Right. So let me tell you what Kukui doesn't know about his buddy. Right after that, his Kukui's buddy's wife calls. Okay. And he ignores that.
Right.
And she's like, no, motherfucker. She calls back again. So Kukui's buddy hits ignore again and says, can somebody fucking text her and let her know that we're watching the fucking fight from my phone? Or something like that. And then
it would have been nice though.
Huh.
If you would have said that for Kukui too.
Can somebody text him?
Nobody. Somebody text Kukui.
Nobody has your number but me.
Oh.
And I couldn't get out of the fight to get into the phone. That's why I was telling everybody that's why I was ignoring everything that was coming in.
Mm.
And then so we had, bro, could you do me a solid, which I didn't hear until after the fight. Or your
hold
buddy.
On. You can hear it again.
I need a solid, bro.
And you can hear it in the background.
I need a solid, bro.
Okay. And what happened with
I need
buddy?
A solid, bro.
So I called you at 9:40. I called my buddy at 9:40. Uh-huh. No answer. I text my buddy at 9:41. And then I text him that.
I need a solid, bro.
And then I text him at 9:45. It's still nothing was done yet. And I was like, it was still like plus 500, I think, at that point. And I was like, DraftKings, bro, DraftKings, bro, DraftKings, bro. And then I just, and then I knew it was over, bro. I knew that I wasn't getting no response. So at 9:47, I just texted my buddy, bro, with like 18 dots.
And
so here's the better part. I was thinking a cut, little hundation, you know what I mean? A little hundified, a little something like that. So tell me what your bet paid.
But mine was very specific.
Oh, what was the ratio? Okay, well, what was the plus on that one?
2,000 or 2,200.
Okay, so if I'm plus six, call 550. So I would have paid 25% of what yours did. Mine would have been times four. Yours was times a lot.
Yeah, I can't do the math. I just put it in and tells me what.
But mine would have been times four.
Oh, it would have been significantly more that you would have got. But as far
what is 100? What does 100 pay at plus 500?
100 at plus 500?
Or no? It was plus 500, right? Yeah,
it would pay 500
off a hundo, right?
For every 100, you win 500. Yeah, that's what the plus is.
Right. So that's where my...
You'd want 500,
paid,
yeah.
So it would have paid four times plus my original bet.
So, would it end up paid? No, that would have been 600. No.
It's five. You're right.
Would it end up paid out, though, six? It would have paid you your 100 plus five?
I don't know.
I can't think about it right now.
But with that being said, it would have been nice.
It would have been nice. Yeah, it would have. Because my five.
We could have bought some really good. We could have bought some sweet onions with that money.
So I said, fuck it. I'm going to put $5 because I was like, fuck, whatever. And my $5 paid out $105. So.
Right. We could have got some good onions.
I got mine in. Or, you know.
We would have got shallots. We wouldn't even have got onions. Savoyas. We would have got shallots
and then,
instead.
So it was, speaking of Savoyas, I fucking might take Lou Dog later to go see Savoya.
Lou, if you're listening, unless that problem's been ramified, stand down.
Yeah, but I don't think he'd be into Savoyas anyway. So
stand down, my friend.
But
let's do some Covino Rich. Where's some videos?
Some videos?
I'm butthurt. I got to quit talking about that because I lost some money. I didn't lose some money. I just lost an opportunity. But it's all right. That's the way shit happens. And at the end of the day, I couldn't be pissed because, it's bro, you're watching the fight with your fam bam. I mean, that's what I get for being fucking late start Larry to begin with. And I should have just did that shit from the start, but it's all good. It was a good-ass fight. You know what? Let's just forget that. That was a good – he whooped his ass. And I don't give a shit about 3 pounds. You can say 3 pounds and it makes a difference. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it doesn't make a difference, but it don't make you get your ass whooped like that. You know what I mean?
No, he just outclassed him.
Bro, that's all bloat anyways. I fucking had to go up and down for football. That's just fucking water weight. You ain't fucking extra tough because you gained 3 pounds of water weight. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't like he gained 3 pounds of muscle.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I did say to Jordan yesterday, it was Wednesday night. I'm like, what do you want to do tonight? I'm like, it's Wednesday night. And she's right. What was I supposed to do? Wednesday night. So It's not little rugrats running around the house all the time, which is nice, but it's just, you know, just a normal Wednesday night.
I mean, Spot wasn't disparaging. He just said, I would love to be a fly in the wall. And I said, I agree. I would love to see.
No, you come and you do it not just today. You do it all the time that you live this crazy life that we can't possibly understand.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I get it. I get it.
The stories were there. You just weren't listening. They didn't apply to you.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I don't know what it's like to have two, but I get it. You know, I get it.
He gets it, and I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of tied into our last conversation. It's like, dude has two kids, and he acts like fucking hands are full.
No, the thing is, dog, is that other people might be like you tell, dog, you tell me all the time. You're like, bro, I know I fucking, like, if I'm,
what up?
I'm here and there. What up, Andrew Sims? If I'm here and there, I'm, you know, I got to take my daughter to a cheer thing or whatever. You tell me, yeah, bro, that shit, yeah, that shit's tiring. I've been there and I had like 3-4 of them at a time or whatever. Yeah, bro.
Bro, when my daughter, check it out. When my daughter was 5, she was in soccer. Little Oscar was in soccer. Kayla was in basketball. Kyra was in basketball. And they switched. They went from volleyball, basketball, softball, track and field. Like, it was nonstop. The only one that quit doing it was Oscar. But you still had 3 out of 4 were doing every sport.
So you tell me, like, bro, like, I get it. I've been there, and it's been worse than what you got. You got one. Try taking.
Well, but you do a lot. That's to take no credit, because I think she has more activities. They just had like one after school activity in school. Your daughter got like, she got a schedule.
Yeah.
She got an assistant.
Yeah. Well, my whole point of that is, it's not like I tell you like, damn, bro, you won't believe it. Or you, nope. Dog, I know how busy you were at certain different parts of your life. You're at a different part in your fucking life story than I am.
Right.
So I'm not going to be like, fuck, Doug, you'll never fucking understand.
You'll never measure up to what I had to go through.
Exactly. That's not what
we don't care. It's not what we're about, bro.
Lived the story that Rich is living, of course, minus one kid, but for 7 years, right? Fucking like what was it? Like a week before her birthday or some shit, right?
Right.
And or some bullshit like that. Well, Emmy's going to be 7 next month. So aren't we in the same, up to this point, Rich is exactly where Covino was.
No, he's not. Actually, he's not. You know why? He has an advantage.
Sarah?
No, yes, he has two advantages. We're going to tie that into another point without getting off track.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he's not in the same exact spot. Covino was coming out here on the freaking weekends to do this shit on the weekends until he moved out here, right? I remember he'd started doing shit on the West Coast for a while. Covino's been around for Rich's kid since she was born.
Yeah.
Covino did this shit on his own, bro. Like, everybody sees what Rich goes through, and you hear about it, and it's like a part of your, they do the show at his house. I mean, they're all watching Rich's kids grow up.
Yeah. And Doug, you know what? You made a good point, because he was doing all that traveling, right? He would leave work, jump on a plane, fly to LA, and then
ain't nobody watched Melody grow up. Not like Rich's kids.
And then the crazy thing is,
just Covino.
Is that when they were in LA permanently, it was only for like 6 months or so,
right?
Before everything happened. So it wasn't even like he had the opportunity to.
Let me pause you for a second. Let's analyze that. It was what? 6 months before what?
He was out there permanently.
Oh, you think those are fucking good times?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Right.
That's the worst times. That's, you probably should have been divorced 6 months before that, but everyone's hanging on for the kid.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
So they didn't see shit. They don't have any idea what Covino went through. And then imagine this. So like, and I'm going to tell you, because I have moved somewhere else for someone before, like Covino did with his kids and whatnot. And I did take my kid back to Oregon. So let me tell you that the hurt that it, when you do move and you make that travel and you're trying to do the right shit, and then it still doesn't work out. And not only does it not work out, you feel like your ass got burned.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole fucking part of life Rich has no idea. So let's tie it into the Sarah shit. Then he was saying the other day, I think it was on Smut, they said, and Covino and Rich, that, well, you know, if a marriage is really going to work. Now, I understand that you got to have two incomes, especially out here in California. But if a marriage is going to work, I think traditionally when the woman stays home. Yeah, bro. No one. Who else does that?
Nobody I know at this point.
Right. Because you live in this fantasy fucking world that does not exist. I mean, my ex used to stay home. So I get it. And you're right. And again, I was with her for 10 years. She worked for like 8 months out of those 10 years. So the thing is, I get it. She took care of the four kids.
Damn it.
You know what I mean? I get it, bro. I get it. But you know how much, well, let me tell you this. Who you think does the dishes around this motherfucker? Me.
I've been there to see it. Before, right? Before it even lands in the sink, it's you look and it's in the clean dishes. You're like, what the fuck?
I mean, who you think folds my clothes? Who you think washes my clothes? I just washed three blankets before after work and before we got on the shit. Who you think's doing all my shit? You're over here fucking crying. And I got four jobs too, bro. You don't know my life. You don't know what's cracking. D does, but I'm busy as a motherfucker myself. And it's like, I just, to me, he's like the LeBron James cry worthy of radio. He's always throwing his fucking hands up and shit. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Fucking Andrew Fournier just gave me an idea. So he said, can he go a show without running out? I'm going to make a compilation of all the times. I don't know how far back to go.
But he dipped.
As many as I can of him getting up and walking out of the fucking studio for in the middle of a fucking show.
He said, yes, please. And let me clarify something. Love Rich to death. I'm only being hard on him because it's sometimes it's tough love, right? He's a good dude, takes care of his family. Family lives well, provider, good man, good husband, all the above, right? This is not an attack on his character because Rich seems to be a man of high character, right? He's successful, handsome dude. He just thinks everything's about him all the fucking time. And he just can't get outside of his own bubble. And sometimes we got to call him out. Like, hopefully he'll listen one day. And you know, you can't always be about you and your world. And because you experience something, you can't understand how the people close to you don't share your same passion or experience.
Andrew makes a fucking solid ass point, dog. Look at this.
I saw it.
I only like him.
You read it. I'll read it.
I only like him because I've been listening for 18 years. If I met him today, I'd hate him. And you know what? It's kind of weird because if you met him today, if you started listening today, I think it'd be hard to like him.
Okay.
I think we've all kind of grown with him over the last however many years. But I think, and I don't know, Doug, I've only met him a handful of times, but every time he was a fucking cool ass dude. And
he is. He's great. You know,
but by listening to the show, new listeners, I don't know, Doug, how they feel.
But he's not the same dude. Rich after kids is like totally, he's not the same. And that's fine because none of us are the same as we were when we were 20, 25, 30. I get it. But I used to agree with him more.
Mm-hmm.
He was much more laid.
You told me that.
He was much more laid back. He was much more laid back. Like, you know, it was Covino that had the fastest finger in the East. And, you know, like, it's not even that they have their moments, bro. He's changed a lot. It's what it is. And he gets this. Every time Rich experiences something, he's like the kid that wants to show everyone in the neighborhood his bike and his baseball card folder and his new video game. Rich wants his experience to be your experience. And when you can't relate or you don't enjoy the same experience, he just doesn't get it and he gets frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it didn't used to be like that.
Reinhardt says they all have their moments. Now, I know definitely he stands by that because I get some angry texts from Reinhardt about every one of them. So I can't say, I don't really know how Reinhardt leans, whether it's
like a cholo,
more Spot or more Rich or more. I don't know. I don't know how he leans.
Well, why does he just give him the opportunity to post it in the feedback?
Well, what do you think I'm doing here?
I'm sorry.
but yeah, no, I'm not really sure. But yeah, man, it's just crazy when it's crazy to me how blind he is that.
Yeah, them contacts ain't working. He needs to get a new prescription or something.
How he doesn't see how it doesn't like the way Covino is like frustrated. Like, bro, I fucking was there. Right. I was fucking, you know, and the way he's like, yeah, bro, but fucking, but this and that, but that, but I'm like, no, dog, you still bro, don't fucking get it. You know,
he couldn't read a billboard with bifocals on.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't until you like break them down where it's like, okay, maybe.
Hey, these days I can relate to Covino way more than Rich.
Absolutely.
I agree. I do. You know what? And even I mean, it's no secret that I lean way more Covino, but I just because I agree with them more. Just like one thing that I don't understand or I don't like about Spot's new life is that
he takes pipe.
If you're not, I don't give a fuck. He could take fucking three pipes in every hole. But the thing that I don't like is that he tells you
about it.
You have to be so open and accepting and this and that. And if you don't, you should. Right.
Well, but, yeah.
But what is it? It's an opinion, right? It's an opinion. So if you, the thing that bothers me is that if you disagree with his opinion, like, hey, do what you want. I wouldn't want that crazy shit for anybody in my family. Or, hey, do what you want, but
well,
it sounds like it'd be a nightmare for me to have my daughter being wrapped up in that shit.
But here's some factology for you.
You gotta be open. But Doug, why is it that
you don't have to be shit?
That your opinion holds more weight than mine? Because in my opinion, I don't want to say you shouldn't be doing that, but for what I want for my family, I don't think that's cool. So why is it that I can't feel that way, but I should feel the way you feel? What if I say, hey, you should feel the way I feel? It's the same thing. It's an opinion, right? So why is it that we have to, or whoever is not agreeing 1,000,000%, why is it that we have to agree 1,000,000%, or we're the bad person?
I'm gonna put a spin on Coach Zinich's saying. Had a wrestling football coach named Coach Zinich, and he would always say excuses are like assholes, everyone's got one. Excuses are like assholes, everyone's got one, right? But I'm gonna put a spin on that. Excuses are like opinion, or no, statements like that are like opinions, right? Or no, opinions are like assholes, everyone's got them, but they're all different. All right, everyone's gonna have a different opinion. I think where Spot comes from, I absolutely think you should respect his decision. I think you should be respectful of his decision. And with that being said, no uncomfortable, no weird looks, no comments, no, you know, respect. You don't have to agree. You just have to be respectful. Not everyone's going to agree. You know what I mean? Like,
I agree 100%. Be respectful.
You have to be respectful. Don't be about an asshole.
Be respectful.
You know, and to the point where maybe you don't even let him know. Like, we had the store manager, and I won't even get into his name, but he was at Food Max, and he was so level-headed, good and bad. You couldn't tell if that fucker had the best weekend of his life or if his mom died. Like, he was just neutral. You couldn't tell. And I think that on something like that, if you're going to have a difference of opinion, maybe he shouldn't know. I mean, you shouldn't suck up to him or kiss ass or whatnot, but you're entitled to your own opinion.
You know what? We got to hit on a friend in need that I don't think we've hit on yet.
Well, hit it.
You want to hit it right now?
Yeah.
Somebody,
I don't want to run out of time. I got to fast forward through some of these videos there.
Okay. And let me know.
I got Mito coming tonight. So.
All right. Let me know how you're doing on time. Let me know at any point. Just be like, hey, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you know, hour and a half, whatever. I'm going to fuck. Just tell me.
20. How's that?
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. So,
yes,
that would be, so we had somebody hit up the show, our show. Because we
our do show
as well.
We're fucking ass. We're dope.
sometimes we don't even ask for it and people just hit us up. So somebody hit us up and they were like, dude, I don't know what to do. And I was like, hey, or we were like, hey, bring it on. Let us know what happens. So
this role play shit isn't working out for us too well today.
All right. So, so somebody hit me up and they were like, somebody at work, I think they're very like religious.
Okay.
And he goes, I think that they think I'm like that as well. Like I'm as into spirituality and God or whatever that they are.
Yeah.
He was like, but I'm not, dog. I lean more
like a cholo,
more atheist than anything, you know. Yeah. I think there's something out there, but I don't when it comes to religion, I don't really follow a religion, right?
Okay.
But this dude thinks he does. So he's the dude's made comments like, hey, people like us, you know, that are strong-willed or whatever, or into our faith or whatever the fuck he says, some shit that, and my buddy's like, this guy's a good dude, right? He doesn't push his shit on you or whatever, but it's just known. He's very religious or whatever. And
well, at least he doesn't push it on you.
So he's like, do I let this dude know that I'm more like, I don't really follow a religion or whatever, or, you know, or do I not? Like, am I rude by saying like I'm an atheist or whatever? Or like, he just doesn't want to come off as a dick because this dude's not a bad guy, but he doesn't want the guy thinking,
you Why know, not?
He was playing him because it comes out in 6 months and they're like, oh yeah, this dude was fucking, he's actually an atheist. Like, what the fuck? We talk all the time. And then he might feel like you were playing him, like, oh yeah, uh-huh, or whatever, right? Just kind of agreeing with him to kind of shut him up. Or
hold on. How am I responsible for the words that come out of your mouth? Unless I'm giving you hints or I'm like really playing into your shit. Like, if you make that assumption, that's on you. I don't need to fucking correct you. I think I would wait if maybe he went too far or they crossed the line or something, but what's the point of that?
Yeah, and see, the thing is, I don't know what exactly he's like agreed with or disagreed with or whatever. But I don't know, but so I don't know, Doug. I don't even remember what I told him to do, because at this point I don't know. Like, you're saying, fuck it, don't tell him anything, right? And if he makes
you don't owe it to him.
Yeah, but I don't know.
But part of me wants to ask your buddy, like, are you playing into it at all? Like, people don't usually just pull that shit out of thin air, do they?
I think, I don't know. I don't know if maybe it's my buddy's work ethic and shit, and he thinks like, hey, if you're this disciplined or whatever. So I think it really is like how you're saying, it's more assumptions on that guy's part, you know, because my buddy doesn't, I've known my buddy, right? That hit up the show. He's been listening to our show since we started.
Mm-hmm.
He's listening to Covino and Rich for a number of years, right? Okay. He's a Carl. He's a after Cheryl Arl. Like everything.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I probably wouldn't say anything unless the dude crosses the line. Like, because what's Covino say? And I have to use it. I use it all the time. Your ego is not your amigo. What would be the point of telling
Jordan, don't look at my butt?
No, Jordan, don't look at my, no. Your ego is not your amigo, right? So the thing is, like, are you telling him for a reason, or do you really feel clear like you need him to know your belief system? Because if you're an atheist and you don't even know what you believe to begin with, there's probably not much importance that he knows unless he crosses a line that you're not comfortable with.
What do you mean by if he crosses the line?
Well, if he's like, ask him to pray, or, hey, do you want to come to my church? Or, you know, hey, we have Bible study on Tuesday. Do you want to go? I think that if something like that comes up and he doesn't want the dude to ask him again, then he probably should tell him. But if it's not something where he has to, you know, do something like that, I don't know. It's not the wrong thing to speak up if that's what you feel like you want to do. But
I think he was leaning more towards that. Like, he was like, I kind of want to say something because I don't want this dude to keep thinking that
he won't. He won't. Because sooner or later, the dude will try to progress and try to hang out as Christians or invite him to church or, you know, he'll try to do something. It's not going to just stop like that. If he thinks that and the dude doesn't like nip it in the bud, at some point there will be a point where he asks him to participate in some type of activity. And in my opinion, that's the best time to tell him.
Hey, you want to come over to our church's potato sack race this weekend? That's Nikan can be like,
nah, man, I'm an atheist. Right? I don't know. I just don't. Because check it out, bro. There's only a couple of things in this world that people truly hate people over, and that's one of them. You know what I mean? And so why tell, and you don't, and you, do you know what damage you're going to do if you tell a Christian that you're an atheist? Like, they're going to try to save you, some of them. Like, they're going to go into, like, you know, like, rehabilitation mode and try to fix you. Like, you're asking for a lot of problems. So, at least from my experience. So,
yeah.
Carl says it best. If you're an atheist, you already know what you believe. If your ego's not your amigo, you know, I wouldn't say nothing unless it crossed the line. If he asked me to go to church, then I'd tell him.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I take that same approach. Like, if my mom is trying to ask me to do something that's just silly or I really can't do, I'll just tell her up front. I don't believe in stringing people along. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you could do. Yeah, yeah.
Or here's another option given to us by one of the listeners.
And I'm going to, before you read it, great and bad advice at the same time.
Yeah. Or you could use the Lord's name in vain in front of the guy and maybe he'll get the hint.
But you know what? Maybe not.
Another option.
Because I'm not going to throw someone that I know under the bus. So I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
But I know someone that thinks that they walk with the Lord, and I've heard them use his name in vain multiple times. So some Christians use that as an excuse to say they're really mad.
He could say one day, like, I'll take something that Andrew says and I'll add it to what I would say.
What's that?
I would be like, hey, sorry, man. It's like shit in my ass, right? It's like people putting things in my ass. Just not interested.
No right? phases.
No phase. No phase three, homie. He'll be like, wait, you listen to Covino and Rich?
You know Spot Daniel?
No phase three.
Spot Center?
Oh, and shout out to Mario Rangel. Dog, I went live this morning at like fucking almost 6 in the morning on TikTok. And I was like, just trying to rack up them hours and shit. Apparently, mm-hmm. You can't TikTok live while you're driving or else you get a knock on your account for fucking endangerment or some bullshit.
Hold on. So you can't TikTok live while you're driving.
No.
But the motherfuckers let you TikTok live while you're drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Makes a lot of sense to me.
I had my fucking phone mounted.
Make a TikTok out of that shit.
When I was driving home from work. And it was like, and it fucking ended like maybe like 6 minutes into my shit. It ended my stream. And I go, what the fuck? I was like, and it just ended. And I was like, what the fuck? And it said removed live ability prohibited and some shit. And I was like, what? And it said, you got a strike on your account. And I was like, what the fuck? And I go, wait, maybe it was the music or some shit that was in the background. Maybe this copywritten. I don't know. But I go, no, people are playing music all the time. And then I read it and it was like, it said distracted driving could lead to fucking serious injury and all this shit or whatever. And I was just like, I wasn't even seeing if there was any commentary, dog. I was just fucking driving home. and we got a fucking strike on the account. So I was like, all right, dog, fucking. Well, call her me Babe Ruth.
I mean, is this like baseball? Did they give you any balls?
They get no, dog. They just give you. They don't even give you any warning. They just fucking.
Three strikes and you're out.
Boom. They just. I guess so. I don't know, man. We're almost fucking 16,000 people on TikTok, and fucking we might get our account banned if fucking I'm driving.
That's weak. Yeah, that's fucking
like,
weak.
So, Doug, I'm like, so I don't know. Maybe they got their AI and shit that see that you're actually driving. But what if is it tracking the movement of the phone? Like it feels that you're in the car? Because what if you're TikToking and somebody else is driving?
Right? I'm just saying, don't let fuckers do drunk shit then if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Because you can't drink and drive. So if you can't drive while you're TikToking, you should be able to drink.
All right. We have a few more minutes. So go ahead and rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Go ahead.
You may have seen him in a movie once. But it's like all these people, they're Vanderpumps and like random people they're friends with.
People lead interesting lives. Other than like, what do they do? It's called the Valley.
Your reference to the Valley is probably one of three things. Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Who happened to be an All Valley champion.
Yeah.
us because we talk about it because we live in the Valley. And then this stupid show.
Oh, the Valley, when people say Valley Girl.
It has nothing to do with how we live at all. Yeah, exactly. Valley Girl.
So let me add to that. There's also a thing, and I'm going to, there's four. Mm-hmm. So bigger than even that Valley or as big as that Valley, there is the Central Valley. And that is Fresno, Modesto, Merced, Turlock, Bakersfield, maybe. I don't know. You have to look at the map. Maybe not Modesto, maybe not Bakersfield. But I guarantee you it's Fresno, Merced, Madera, Turlock. There's a Central Valley, the 559, 559 Central Valley, because it's in the central of the state. They're in the middle like that too, but they're at the southern part. So there's a Central Valley, just like there's a valley they got. And there's a San Fernando Valley. I don't even know if that's the valley they speak of.
Is there a hidden valley? Because I know they make ranch.
They do, and it sucks, especially if you buy it in the bottle. You got to get the packet and sour cream. So, Valley, Central Valley, that's number four. Let's see what else we got.
The bot dog, that is the grossest.
Like, why do I picture him there? Sorry. Yeah, Hank Azaria is just another big star. I always wonder how much money people like Hank Azaria have.
First of all, Hank Azaria is not a big star, he's an actor. He's been in some shit. He's recognizable, and he does the voice of The Simpsons. A big star is The Rock. Hank Azaria is not The Rock. But again, it's
real. Stars attract stars?
Stars attract other stars. But it's Rich being vain. Why do you care how much money he makes, Rich? How come he just can't say how did he get his start or what's his favorite gig that he did? Or, anyways.
Yeah, tell you.
Talk about old school movies, that biking movie Rad, right, that everyone loves to shout out. Yo, guys, you see Rad?
I saw Rad when I was a kid. I remember. Just like Gleaming the Cube, I've seen it.
Gleaming the Cube,
remember it.
HBO used to show Gleaming the Cube a lot, so I used to remember that.
But not a lot.
Christian,
I saw it as many times as I saw The NeverEnding Story. I saw it, but I really couldn't tell you much about it.
I'm with Covino. I've seen Rad and I've seen The NeverEnding Story, and I can't really tell you much about either one of those dumbass movies.
I've never even seen them, but they said Cleaning the Cube, or what was it?
I've never seen that one. I don't even know what the hell that is.
From Gleaming the Cube or whatever it was to a spot is now Shining the Knob, right?
Polishing that fucker.
Polishing the Knob. There we go.
All right.
One more.
Her son?
Yeah.
Who's her son?
Her son is a very famous actor.
That's another one. So they're talking about famous actors. I don't even know Shire. I don't even know who those guys are.
So the chick was Adrian in Rocky.
Oh, okay.
So the son is a guy that.
Well, and she's not a star. Name another movie she was in.
Rocky 2.
Name another series.
Creed. No, I don't know, Doug.
All right. Let's go. We got some smut. Ready?
Okay. I'm here.
Is it to be like, we don't even have a car payment. So, this is
we got that.
Nice.
All right.
Where do you and Matt fall on the scale of we get something new when we need it versus want it?
I mean, he differs from the way I do things. I want and get, and sometimes we need and makes us wait.
So who is that in your relationship?
The need and the want?
Yeah.
We're both pretty much we're not really the want a whole lot of shit, dog. We're not like, obviously, I'm wearing fucking the same fucking black t-shirts every fucking day. We're not fashion people like me.
Wait, what's wrong with black t-shirts?
Well, I'm just saying they're not.
They used to be $4.99. Now they're like $8.99 for a blank.
Hey, this one was $10 for this blank. See? But the thing is, we're not like buy shit just to buy it.
Uh-huh.
It's usually shit that we need. Like, and I guess maybe it is a want. Like if I'm buying shit for this stuff, I don't need, you know, I don't need it. But I mean, or like it's shit that my wife's buying for her gym.
Yeah, but that's shit that hopefully makes you money one day.
Yeah. Well, see, Doug, like there was these today. I saw these tumblers or some shit at Walmart. And I was like, fuck. I go, throw her fucking logo on that bitch. She could sell them in her gym and fucking double, triple the price, you know?
Yeah.
And so there's shit like that. But we don't, but I mean, I don't know. We do spend money not thinking about it. Like we don't budget like we should and shit. but it's never like, oh, I saw a new Versace purse, I need that. Or, right. You know what I'm saying, dog? It's like modest shit. It's like little shit here. Like dog, like my big splurge is I've been fucking for like 4 or 5 months getting that fucking Scentbird.
Bro, you've never even had a Dutch Bros.
Yeah.
Right. Know, people spend $50 a week on that shit. All right, let's go to the next one. All right. Ready?
Go ahead.
Warning.
Warning.
Warning. Warning. Warning.
Oh my God. You guys know what that
means. We just dropped off out of nowhere, guys. Sorry about that. Damn. Talk about fucking getting the hint. He could have just said, hey, I have to go now, right?
On the road to the riches because it's all about the paper.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to stop the show. He'll probably pop back in right now for a second. So bear with me.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy. It's D and El Kukui.
Dad, here's my daughter.
You're cool to white dads from Calabasas.
He's a little bitch.
Swing, swing.
He's a little bitch.
You don't need a bra, ladies. Let the Lord hold your tits, ladies. Come on.
What you know about that, Theo?
You don't need a bra, ladies. Let the Lord hold your tits, ladies. Come on.
Oh, and look who decided to show up. Look what the cat dragged in.
You don't need a bra, ladies. Let the Lord hold your tits, ladies. Come on.
Sorry, bro.
That's all. You hear me?
No, my computer died. I'm dead. My battery's dead, bro.
Andrew Sim said he pulled a Rich Davis.
Nah, hell no. Come on, Drewski. You know, that's why I call back. What do you mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
No, that's why I'm on my phone right now. You can't see me. My shit died.
It's all good. Well, we have to wrap it up anyway. So make sure you guys, if you missed any of this, check it out on YouTube or Spotify and fucking eventually when it gets up on Spotify.
No phase three.
The after show, but later. No phase three?
Sorry. After
no
show,
phase three. Okay.
Ponte las pilas, Kukui. Charge
after
your
show, but later. Hit us up with text. Let us know what you think about, you know, anything. 928-235-5285. Hit us up after show BL across all social media. And yeah, man, we'll fucking see you guys next week. Peace.
On the road to the riches, cause it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul, grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757. Yeah, no.